This is the brief on Conversational AI Watch, Issue 151, sponsored by Clinician Assist. Today's source material reveals a massive, terrifying disconnect. AI is rapidly wiring into our daily lives, right as its creators publicly sound the alarm about our survival. First, Evan Hubinger, Anthropic's alignment lead, publicly estimated a greater than 10% chance AI kills everyone this decade, admitting they lack a safety plan. This dropped right after researcher Jacob Coxon quit, warning they're gambling with our lives. Seriously, would you ever board an airplane if they told you there was a 1 in 10 chance it would crash? Despite this 10% doom warning, the tech is rushing out the door right now. Second, Meta just shipped Muse, a personal AI agent with access to your wallet, guarded only by a second AI called Sentinel. Third, OpenAI's Sam Altman admits the industry did a terrible job explaining itself while privately contradicting his own public pitches about government equity. Fourth, Florida's attorney general wants a new law to criminally charge corporations when their chatbots help plan a crime. Fifth, a year-long Stanford and CMU study shows sustained use of companion bots like Character.ai is linked to lower well-being and less in-person human contact. Finally, a 14-year-old built an AI hearing aid using brain signals to isolate voices, actually listening to senior citizens' feedback. It's wildly ironic a teenager does a better job taking feedback and building safe, helpful tech than billion-dollar labs. Ultimately, AI is quickly gaining access to our money, laws, and minds, while the people building it openly admit they haven't found the brakes yet.